Connection brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and also by First Baptist Church. We'll talk things over with Randy Thompson coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And a good Tuesday morning, too. An opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Randy Thompson. And first of all, Randy, in from First Presbyterian Church, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Well, it's my pleasure. It really is.
And a new venture for you and a new opportunity for a ministry at the church.
That's right. This is a ministry I've actually done before, but it's the first one that we're offering here in a long time anyway, and that is a grief support group.
Okay.
You know, if you've lived life at
you've suffered
some kind of grief.
Yeah.
And grief is one of those things. It's not a mental illness.
No.
It's absolutely normal, but it can be debilitating.
Absolutely.
And researchers have found that really the best way to work through grief is in the presence of small groups with others who are going through the same thing, because they won't condemn your feelings. And you know, when we have a physical ailment, you can see it.
Sure, yeah.
I'm
walking around with crutches,
no,
or I have a
But when you have something that's just ruminating in your mind and your heart, it's very hard to talk about it. And it's oftentimes, if you just talk to friends or family, you know, they really don't allow the expression that you need to do. So this is an opportunity to get in a group, and you help each other. It's not psychotherapy. There's no need for psychotherapy since this is a normal thing. But it is something that happens in stages, and denial is
among the first
early stages,
yeah.
and then it moves through and finally ends up in acceptance. And being in a small group where you talk through it, generally speaking, you'll move more quickly to resolution, and that's really the aim of this group, is to help bring a healthy resolution quicker for you.
And I think you're right. It is a process that ideally you move through. You don't stay stuck at a particular point in time.
Yeah, and without the ability to talk through it with someone, you can get stuck. Not only can you get stuck, you can go back and go through stages multiple times. And it's because if you don't express it verbally, you're going through it in your mind, and it just tends to just continue to go through in your mind. There's something about verbalizing it that makes it real, and it's cathartic almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting it out. It's not holding it in. It's getting it out. It also, when you vocalize it, it clarifies what you're really feeling. It's so helpful.
Well, I think we've all gone through not necessarily grief, but we've always, we have all said something out loud to ourselves, or out loud that we may have said internally several times, but when you hear yourself say it, you say, I didn't mean that, you know, I get that finally.
It makes a difference to you.
You either
understand that your thinking was wrong, or you understand that, oh, that's what I really meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really does have a profound effect. And in a small group, when you're hearing others talk too, that also helps your thinking, because they may say something that really nails it for what or talks about it from a different angle than you were thinking. So the kinds of losses that are typical are, you might not think of, but job loss.
Sure.
Is one that can cause a lot of grief for people, particularly younger people, and particularly middle-aged people.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who's lost a job, who is going through a divorce, who's lost a loved one, who was a caregiver or is a caregiver, particularly I'm talking to those who have some kind of loss like that. And caregivers are ones in particular who go through this silent process.
Well,
it can be damaging physically.
I think it's a responsibility that you accept, and you think of it as something, you know, that at least for the duration, however long the duration is, mm-hmm. that this is my responsibility. And then you lose that responsibility. It's like you said, it's like you got fired from a job.
Well, even while you're the caregiver,
yeah.
you're going through grief, but you're kind of denying yourself the opportunity to go through that grief.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would encourage caregivers, if your loved one is still living but you're losing them, whether it's to a physical illness or some kind of dementia,
mm-hmm.
This support group would be very, very helpful and would keep you healthy while you're caregiving. And then when the caregiving is finally finished, you're prepared to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important. And nobody's immune. So for those that are listening, you know, if there is something going on in your life and you feel grief, whether it's every day or whether it's momentary, but it keeps coming back, I'd like you to consider this small group. It's called Grief's Courageous Journey because it really is a journey of courage. It takes courage to go through grief, and it takes courage to be a caregiver. It takes courage to accept loss.
Mm-hmm.
And this program is a workbook that we're using, and it's a what you might call a self-help thing, but it's a group self-help. It's mm-hmm. not psychotherapy or anything like that. But it's journaling and writing and talking, and each week I'll present some expert information, and in addition to the group sharing, it'll be very nice. It's going to take place in the lower level of First Presbyterian Church in room number 1.
Ideally.
And it's a very comfortable room with sofas and couches and chairs, and it'll be a very safe setting, and one in which there will be a lot of listening, and as we listen, we're caring.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite desk plaques is talking is sharing, but listening is caring. And so you'll find some good listeners, and you'll have opportunities to share as well. It's really a great program. I purposely set this up. It starts next week, January the 30th, and it will take place every Tuesday at 6:30. It will last an hour to an hour and a half. It just depends on the size of the group, the amount of sharing that needs to go on. And it will end the Tuesday after Easter. And I did that on purpose, because I went through a personal situation when I was 25 years old. I lost my first wife to cancer in January. And as I was going through the grieving process, it occurred to me that Easter was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm going to grieve every day until Easter, and I'm going to seek a personal resurrection at Easter. So the goal of this is to move towards a personal resurrection at Easter at the end of our time together.
I think it's interesting that you've chosen the timing, not necessarily because of Easter, but just because I sit here, you know, 6 days a week, sometimes more, and read the obituaries. People do hold on. They do not want to die at Christmas time. And yes. So they will hold on till at least the day after, yeah. usually around New Year's Day. And then, you know, from maybe typically my obituaries may run three and a half minutes. And then it jumps out to about 7.5 minutes of all the people who have held on to
yes,
die.
Yes, I've noticed that yeah. in the paper recently. The yeah. list is longer than usual.
Yeah.
So, and that's one of the things that you know, a reason to start in the winter here. I know people are out there.
Mm-hmm.
The names are in the paper, and I created a Facebook event, and we've had 900 views.
That's great.
So I know that there is interest out there, but the next step is actually saying, I'm going to go. And if you're listening and you're going through grief, don't stumble on this. Come and join us. God, this is something God really wants for you.
And you've mentioned, and we typically, like you said, see grief as the death of a loved one, but it is so many other forms,
yeah,
all with the
yes.
same symptoms, all with the same feelings.
Grief is grief, and it can happen in a lot of different kinds of ways. But the process and the feelings are exactly the same. And it's good to be in the presence of others who are going through that process, because you receive something back from them you can't get from a person who's not currently going through that.
Yeah.
So it's an ideal situation for us.
It is the Grief Support Group, and again, the title of it is...
Grief's Courageous Journey.
And we'll continue on that journey in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our time this morning with Randy Thompson again, talking about Grief's Courageous Journey, and the support group sessions will be starting January 30th.
That's a week from today.
A week from today. On the Tuesday evenings.
Yes, 6:30. It's a guided program, a sequence of journaling exercises that create healing, we'll call them rituals, but healing patterns that can
okay.
help create that. And it helps us to safely remember the past and create a new future. One that is very difficult to do alone. It can be very time-consuming. The techniques in these sessions can help a person redefine their present life and recreate a sense of future. And a sense of future is so important to regain hope and a life that is not filled with grief. And that's really our goal.
Well, and looking at some of those other situations, job loss or something, you know.
Same thing. If you lose a job, you have to go back and redefine what just happened. Put it in perspective. You can't ever forget it.
No.
But if you can try to remember it in a healthy way and then move on to a future, to redefining what your future is. And this is the same process. No matter what grieving you're going through, you don't forget the past, but you redefine it. And then you redefine your future too. And if you can remember the past in positive terms and consider it as growth,
mm-hmm.
and we can help with that. Talking through it can really help.
I'm sure that just because I know you and I know that you're a very supportive individual, I think it's going to be a feeling of very, you know, you're in a comfortable situation. Somebody that wants to help, that's willing to come alongside and kind of put your, either physically or figuratively, put their arm around you and say, you know, we're going to walk through this together.
That's exactly right. And I've been there. And I would like the opportunity to help those who are listening to come through this kind of black hole.
Is a person making about 6-week commitment to attend? I mean, is it something that once you start, obviously you want them to continue, but
it's a commitment. But you can take a break,
okay,
and come back, and certainly there would be a lot of reasons why you want to do that, illness or traveling, mm-hmm. But certainly we're not making anybody say they have to come every time.
Right.
But I think once they come there, whether you come the next week or not, you're going to want to do the exercises and then come when you can and share. It's set up in 10 sessions only because there are 10 steps.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yes. And but it's not to say that you can't do a step with the book, with the aid of the book as well, or during the day with me, during the week, if you have to miss a session. Yeah, we're not putting any additional pressure on anybody. That's for sure. You know, no guilt, nothing.
Yeah.
You know, you come as you can.
But because you probably will develop a friendship or two in the group, there's going to be somebody that you'll say, you know, I leaned on her this time, she leaned on me this time. It's mutual.
It's mutual.
Yeah.
And the third Tuesdays of every month, I'm on the session of the church, so I won't be there, but it'll be a small group, and this program is set up that way.
Mm-hmm.
Where some sessions have the facilitator, and some are actually led by the members, and it's a shorter session, but it's member led, and those can be quite meaningful, where you really feel safe because there's nobody there but the members of the group. So the third Tuesdays will be a small group led by members. So mm-hmm. It's not going to be the same routine every time.
Mm-hmm. There's probably somebody that has some stereotype of this type of group that's gonna, I'm just not ready for all the touchy-feely stuff. But this is, you're just talking through life experience.
We're talking through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if someone breaks into tears while they're talking, that's okay, but not everybody will.
No.
And, no, we're not asking anybody to gush forth their feelings. We just want them to be aware of, have knowledge
mm-hmm.
of what the normal steps sequence is. But knowledge is power in and of itself.
But if you find yourself gushing out, it's okay.
Absolutely. It's healthy. It's healthy. And no one's going to be there to have any judgment about that, and nor encourage it.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
No, I mean, men will be pretty...
That's something that I think, regardless of who you are, how masculine or how not you are, it happens.
It happens, and that's why talking is good. Everybody can talk about what they're feeling without having to gush forth with the feeling itself. Mm-hmm. But when you hold it in, it's going to come out. We know that for a fact. If you hold grief in and you don't deal with it, it will manifest itself somehow. It could be physically.
Mm-hmm.
It could make you sick. It really can. And we want to help people prevent that. To work through this process in a healthy way, emotionally, mentally, and physically.
Do you have to pre-sign up, or are you just simply welcome the first time?
Well, we would like you to sign up and there's a phone number. It's 336-5762. That's the church office. There's a little book that the receptionist has, and you can simply sign up. But we'll be there no matter what, even okay. if you haven't signed up. Just come Tuesday night at 6:30. I have already ordered the books. There's no cost. The books are free. They're gratis.
Mm-hmm.
Just our gift to you. And there's no pressure. It's just something we want to help our community with.
Okay. Life's journey, life's compassionate.
Grief's courageous journey.
Grief's courageous journey. It's Tuesday nights, starting a week from tonight.
Yes.
At First Presbyterian Church.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Randy.
Thank you, Charlie.
Randy Thompson with us this morning on AM 1400 K1.
We're on the rig when the explosion happened yesterday. Five people are still missing.